Well, it's that time. It's Thursday, so it's our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report as we head on down to the Bayou Resort in Gamaliel, Arkansas, and visit with Gary Faraci. Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Gary. It's not a bad morning on this thirsty Thursday. It's I'm sitting at 36 degrees here. Not too bitterly cold out there. And the fishing's good.
Oh, yeah, it is. Well, you know, and we've had a little bit better weather. Now it's, you know, it's an Ozark roller coaster. So, you know, today we're going to see 52, 48 on Friday, 42 on Saturday, and then I don't know what the hell happens, 27 Sunday. But we bounce back Monday, 40, Tuesday, 48, Wednesday, 55. So, yeah, I mean, I've been seeing a lot of pictures on the Book of Face, and what are they catching them on?
It's, you know what, it's a little bit of everything. Some guys have been, like, on the whites and the hybrids and the stripers. Some guys have been having really good luck jigging with them. I've had guys trolling with, like, some swim bait and some flicker shad. I've had guys live bait on them. So it's been all over the place.
I mean,
it's almost like pick your poison, what you'd like, and go for it.
I had a guy send me a picture, limit of hybrids, a limit of stripers, and they caught them all using rooster tails, bigger rooster tails.
Right.
Every one of them.
And you know what? There's a neighbor up the road that's all he uses up and down through here is rooster tails going up towards the bayou.
I've never thought of throwing a rooster tail.
Yeah, a bigger one.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, these are bigger ones, but that's they limited out on hybrids and stripers using nothing but a rooster tail. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah. It's that time of year that water temperature's down, the lake levels are, you know, a little below normal, a few feet below normal, but it's really good. The only thing I got to tell people out there is just be careful if they're fishing up this way and going towards 6B. We call it the flats out there. If you're out there early before daybreak, be careful because that piece of land there comes way out into the lake now, and got to be careful.
Yeah, you'll know it if you hit it.
Yeah, right.
I mean,
it's usually submerged, but you know where we're at the lake level, it was 549 and some change. You got to be careful.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Now, what about the bass? What are they doing with largemouth, Kentucky? You know, how are they doing on that species?
Both of those, the bite's been good on both of those. And there again, it's been a mixed bag of what you're throwing. I've had guys throwing gitsits and doing good on it. I've had guys throwing some crankbait. I've had guys throwing jerkbait. Guys trolling have picked up a few really nice Kentuckys.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're chasing shad up in the flats up in here, and the bass along the bluff walls, and they're biting.
Well, let's talk about the filet mignon of North Fork crappie. I've been seeing some really nice and big crappie.
Oh, yeah, 13, 14-inch crappie.
Yeah!
some big slabs. the guys that have been using live bait have been doing really well. But then there's a few guys that have been jigging, and Bobby Garland, Salt and Pepper have been doing really well, one of the best colors, and they've been doing okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just got to be patient. They've been getting two or three here, two or three there, and moving on to another brush pile, but the bite's been on.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for a phone call for a fish fry. That's, you know, I haven't received one as of yet, but, you know. But yeah.
I've got one of the neighbors going coming off the lake, dropped me off a nice baggie of fillets of Kentuckys. Oh, my gosh, they look so good.
Oh, man.
We'll be having those in the next couple of days.
Yes, indeed. Well,
yeah,
it's you know, it is. It's that time of year, and you know, we've been telling people it's going to happen. It's just going to boom, and it's on right now. There's not a better time to get out there and fish. It is cold. You got to dress accordingly, but boy, I tell you what, you can just slam the bass.
Fish are happy with the cold water, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, I seen that the Lake Norfolk Winter Bass Series, right now, you know, boy, that's a pretty tight race. Marvin and Bucky, they're leading with 195 points, and then Lance and Bill Brown are right behind them with 194. Mark Gower and Brian, they've got 187 points. But yeah, that's a pretty competitive little bass series right there that's going on.
It is. It really is. And those guys work really hard at it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, they have nothing better to do but fish. You know, it's kind of like golf. If you're really good at golf, you're probably not a very good husband. If you're really good at fishing, you're probably not really good. You know?
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
I'm getting fisher people in trouble. I'm just looking right here. Here's you know, a little white bass on Norfolk. I'm telling you, people, they are just hammering them. The bass, they're one of the, you know, they're schooling fish, and it's just on. I mean, if you like to fish, right now is a great time to get out on the lake.
Yeah, this time of morning, go out there, especially the next few days. We're going to have temperatures in the 50s, low 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Man, dress appropriately and go out there and have for a few hours and have a good time, enjoy it.
Now, what time of day? I mean, you know, because that's the one thing about this time of year. It's not like you need to be out there at first light.
No, not at all. You don't. You know, like I said, this time of day is 7:30, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. It's, yeah, you're fine. And then I talked to a couple guys that came down. They had some time in the afternoon. They came down, and they did very well.
Yeah.
So it's not where you got to get out at the crack of dawn and be out there at first light and all that this time of year. It's a whole different ball game now.
Yep, right on. Well, Gary, folks want to know a little more, maybe get a little weekend getaway at the Bayou Resort. How can they get a hold of you and Diane?
Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. Our Facebook page, they can always drop us a line, take a look at some of the pictures. And then, of course, as always, our webpage, thebayouresort.com. And I like it when the guys stop in coming off the lake and shoot the breeze and show me what they've caught and stuff. That's excellent. Have a good time doing that with these guys.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's it's a great time. Again, you know, just the book of face, man, they are just hammering the fish on Norfolk right now. Hey, we appreciate you, Gary.
Good times right now.
Yep. Hey, we'll talk with you next week.
All right, Gary. Sounds good. Have a good one.
Yep. Bye-bye.